Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Big issues, big guest. And you might think, well, you know, it's not the presidential election, but here locally, things are happening in the suburbs and they influence everything where they live. I was surprised to read Delco Times the other day. There are 400,000 approximately registered cars in Delaware County. And the new council is becoming a county that wants to adopt, and it's in fairness, a number across Pennsylvania have already done this, a $5 surcharge, that's how I would call it, a tax, on you if you're in Delaware County, those 400,000 vehicles, when you register your vehicle for infrastructure costs. That's what the Delco Times says. Joining us to break that down is Kevin Madden. Kevin is on the Delco Council, one of five Democrats, I believe that's accurate, that are essentially the decision makers across Delaware County. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you very much for responding and coming on. So what is the purpose of, would we agree the proper term is to call this a tax, right?
Well, you know, you can call it a tax. We really call it a fee. When our predecessors in 2017, the all-Republican county council, when they passed a fee on all recording of deeds, they certainly called that a fee, and they, when we inherited the county last year, control of county council, they certainly touted themselves as not having raised taxes in you know, whatever they said, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, I would, for the record, say both of them are taxes, but yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. Well, we think of them as fees, and the reason I sort of say it as a fee, because it's a fee on a specific class of individuals, which is vehicle owners. And what I also think really distinguishes this structure is that these aren't dollars that sort of, you know, I think oftentimes you think of taxes, they disappear in Harrisburg or they disappear in your county, and you really don't know where those dollars are going. And with this structure, and I think why it's gotten so much support and why it's been adopted by every other county in southeastern Pennsylvania, is that 100% of these dollars that are raised, and in our case, it's going to be about $2 million, it comes right back to Delaware County. It can't go anywhere else. It comes right back to us. And it can't, by law, be spent on anything besides our roadways and our bridges.
Well, wait a minute. Let me drill down on that. Does that mean bicycle paths? Does that mean SEPTA? Or does it just mean to fix potholes and bridges?
There you go. Potholes and bridges. And there are, you know, some other things in terms of, you know, sort of ancillary things to roadways, but it's got to be roadways and bridges. It's not going to public transit. It's going to roadways and bridges. And, you know, for some further context, it's important that we start having conversations like this and thinking creatively how we raise money for our infrastructure, because number one, there's a real problem. It's a real need. In Delaware County alone, we've got 7 county-owned bridges that currently are in need of repair. Out of about 40, I think the number is 45 or so that we have. So we really, and anyone, look, anyone who's driven around Delaware County or any other county knows that there's a lot of potholes that need to be filled. And so, you know, it's needed. And secondly, as the main source of our funding in Pennsylvania and many other places for infrastructure has been gas taxes, has been liquid fuels taxes, as we call them. As cars get more efficient, and in some cases, as cars don't use gas at all in the form of electric vehicles, that source of funding is really getting lesser and lesser every year. So we've got to start thinking about creative ways to, you know, like this structure, have it tied specifically to vehicle owners, make sure that those funds are being raised by, you know, from vehicle owners, and they go right back into our infrastructure. Because
but,
I can,
right,
I
but
can
Kevin, let me interrupt and say,
vehicle.
Right, yeah, we already have the highest gas tax in the nation. So why aren't guys in your position and every one of them pushing back against the state? I don't know if I don't think you were in office then, but Corbett, who was a Republican, I pushed back on with that $2.3 billion, and it got spent on all other kinds of things. Taxpayers are saying, we've already paid in state monies. Why are you not getting them out in Delaware County that there's so many potholes?
Yeah, well, look, I think, and I agree with you, and I think we can continue down this race where we're buying less and less gasoline because our cars are more and more efficient. And therefore, if we just stick with that as the source of funding, we're going to have to increase the tax. And that's not a game that ends with a really good outcome, where you've got lots and lots of taxes falling on people who have fuel, you know, inefficient fuel vehicles. We don't want to do that. And so that's why finding another model for raising money like this vehicle registration fee is a good way. And again, let's be realistic with what we're talking about here. It's $5 a year. It's less than 50 cents a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. But it really, when you aggregate it, it's a meaningful amount of money. I mean, we only get about $1 million in liquid fuels back to the county each year. If we raise through here, we'd raise $2 million. It's a major increase in how much we can put into our infrastructure.
Yeah, but when you say that, I don't know if you get pushback, Kevin, out there in the circles you run. It's only this. It's only a cup of coffee and all. People get upset at that only because we're paying a tremendous number of other taxes that are already supposed to go to take care of this, be they state income tax or the highest fuel tax in the nation.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, I'm a taxpayer, too, and I think I take my responsibility to the taxpayer of the highest duty. I mean, that really, to me, we are stewards of the tax dollars, and we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to be as efficient as we can with those dollars. And look, you know, we inherited this year a budget with a $23 million deficit in it. That's the largest deficit. We've gone back as far as we can find. We've never seen a deficit passed that's had such, a budget passed with such a high deficit. So look, that's what we inherited. And in order to make sure we're doing our jobs, and one of those jobs is making sure our infrastructure is in good shape, we got to have the money to do it. It just, we don't have a money tree in the backyard to raise these dollars. We have to find fair ways of doing that. And that's what I think we found here.
Okay. We're talking with Kevin Madden from the Delco Council. Is there any, look, I give you guys the new leadership out there, and I don't have the drill down details on this, but the prison thing, I think there was a lot of either inefficiency or problems with it, the privatization and all, and I think people out there tell me that. So hats off.
Before we go there, just one thing I forgot to mention, I think it's really important. As part of the deal with PennDOT, PennDOT's really incented counties to opt into this. What they did is they offered a 100% match on the first $2 million raised by counties. And so another reason to really opt into this is that there's $2 million sitting in Harrisburg earmarked for Delaware County that we have been leaving on the table by not opting in.
Right,
and
but frankly, I would argue.
I ended that program last year.
I would argue, though, your people out in Delaware County are already paying those state taxes towards stuff like this. So, you know.
That's right. And that money's being left in Harrisburg unless we opt in. So it's important that we opt in and bring those $2 million back to spend in our infrastructure. Anytime we can take our residents' dollar and turn that into $2. I think we, you know, we'll take that anytime.
Okay, I would argue philosophically that's why governments so play this game. It's almost a Ponzi scheme to me that we're taxed at the state level. Then they say we'll match so that you put another tax on at the county level. But I wanted to ask you a broader question. Now, looking down the road, is there any other area that you're seeing a new fee or tax on something because of what you view to be a big need coming up?
No.
Nothing.
I don't. This has been a program that's been weighing out there for a number of years. I mentioned the demolition fund structure. There's really nothing else that I'm aware of that's been on the table. This has been one that's been considered for a few years now.
And Kevin, what's the next big issue? What are you guys finding now that you've been in power, approximately a month and a half? It's five, right? Five Democrat council people. What is the issue in your mind that has been – see, I don't have access all the time to your meetings, et cetera. So what is it that is coming up or you've been talking about where there are some – change or something? I mean, that's what you got elected on, change.
Yeah. Well, look, I think I mentioned it before. I mean, we were dealt a pretty challenging hand. Inheriting a budget with a $23 million deficit on a tax base of about $160 million, that's a substantial challenge to inherit. And when we have a systematic underpayment of our employees versus neighboring counties. We have a major project that we need to do for our first responders in improving the radio systems in Delaware County. That's going to be a project that could cost as much as $50, $60 million. That's something that's been known for a number of years. It wasn't acted upon. We had a hearing on this 2 weeks ago in which the consultant that was hired by the county talked about the problems. We have police officers out in the field who, in certain places, they lose communication via their radio systems. That's not something we can really accept. So I raise this just to say we need to be hyper-focused on where there is government waste, where we can make every effort to be efficient with putting out to contract vendors who haven't been competitively bid in 20, 30 years. We think there's opportunity there. And I'll come around. I sort of interrupted you on the prison issue. But frankly, that's another major area where, we need to work out the numbers. Mm-hmm. Some portion of the $50 million a year we're spending to a private company, some portion of that is profit, right? They're not doing this for free. There's a profit margin that we're paying to GEO, the outside contractor. So, that may be an opportunity for savings by moving to a public model. And look, I if you really think about what a county jail is, these are not hardened criminals. These are not violent offenders. These are people who are facing 2 years or less in charges. And I'll also add 75% of the people who are there haven't yet been convicted of anything. They're awaiting their day in court. They're in jail because they didn't make bail. So we got to really think about what we're doing with regard to incarceration. And if there are opportunities to put people who, and again, I'll be very clear, people who are a threat to society, we need to make sure that they're not out in the public. But if it's someone who really is facing a drug addiction issue and should be dealing with that on the outside while they can maintain a job. And, those are decisions that we have to really think about. Can we shrink the prison population and shrink what is, a third of our budget? $50 million is roughly a third of our tax dollars are being spent locking up people who are, like I said, not long-term major offenses. They're mostly misdemeanors or violations of parole and probation. It's another area we have to really explore in how do we create space in the budget to spend elsewhere and spend more thoughtfully so we can really be stewards of the taxpayer dollar.
Kevin, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it, and we'll continue to be in touch with you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.